Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I used to scoff when I would see these articles. And yes, I even roll my eyes when I would hear speakers bring out those long one-liner lists on the PowerPoint. Not proud of this. So now that we've seen the light, how do we make this tactic work without appearing shallow? There's two things this article did that we can copy. First up, check out the definition and the Q&A. Very brief and very clear. But also had some interesting news about the business division within the platform. That 1-2 punch, brevity and new, can make folks lean in and pay attention. Second, variety. I love the content ideas and advertising options section. Let's drill down on the former, though. Not only did the author list common options, but she added a great twist. Example, calming videos. A combination of the familiar with a little dose of different invites folks to think, hey, I could do this too. That reaction right there is what makes spaghetti on the wall approach stand out. You know, it's easy to write off a tactic when you've seen it done the wrong way too many times. I've learned my lesson. Let's take another look at the spaghetti on the wall approach and see if we can make it work in our content marketing. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.